You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The reality TV series Hoarders spent 6 seasons documenting the stories of people with compulsive hoarding disorder and their struggle to let go of the stuff that's taking over their homes. The series ended in February 2013. The show's host, Matt Paxton, is coming to Portage tomorrow to promote his book, The Secret Lives of Hoarders. WMUK's Andrea Johnson spoke with him by phone.
Many people know you as the host of the TV show Hoarders. But for everyone else, can you tell us what exactly is hoarding? How is it defined?
So, hoarding is a mental disorder where people are buying too much stuff. They're consuming too much stuff. And my job is to really dumb it down. I'm not a therapist. So my job as a cleaner is to say, people get sad, something bad happens, and they look for their self-worth and their happiness in stuff. It's no different where people get sad and they go to other addictions like gambling or drinking or anything else, and they look for their happiness there. With hoarders, they happen to look for it in stuff.
Are most hoarders clueless? Do they realize that they have a problem?
Most hoarders are incredibly intelligent. We found most of our hoarders are very intelligent. They're very kind. They're very positive. They're extremely aware of the situation. They're just embarrassed. I try to tell everybody, think of the worst thing in your life. You and I are able to keep our bad things secret. A hoarder, they're not able to keep it secret because it's so visual. But they're super, super intelligent, super, super aware.
So if they're aware that they have a problem, is it the hoarder themselves that's contacting you about the problem and how to solve it?
Until this year, it was almost always family members that were contacting us. It was usually adult children saying, hey, my mom or my dad is sick. They need help. We don't know what to do. But I tell you, the stigma is starting to change, and people are willing to reach out, and it's really switched. I mean, probably 25% of our calls now are directly from people affected with hoarding, and they're calling us and asking us for help directly.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful to hear.
It's actually amazing. I mean, hoarding, in the last year, hoarding has become a part of the DSM-5, which means it's a recognized mental disorder. And what that's done is it's brought in a lot of awareness for education. It's brought in a lot of awareness for therapies, and even funds for therapy. And because it's a mental disorder, the only way to fix it is through therapy. And so it's really great to see between all the TV shows, the book I wrote, all this awareness, all the work I'm doing with Service Master, everywhere around the country, people are finding out about it. And they're just not as embarrassed to ask for help anymore, which is awesome.
You mentioned the DSM-5. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, that's actually the APA, American Psychiatric Association. It's their book. It actually defines all mental disabilities and mental disorders for all things psychology.
Changing gears just a tiny bit, how did you get started with all of this? Did you just wake up one day and say to yourself, I want to clean out really messy houses?
I was doing a bit of soul searching in my life, and I was actually just begging my grandma for some money to make rent. And I started cleaning her house, and I realized it really wasn't her stuff that was keeping her house full. It was all the emotions attached to it. And so I was at myself in a bit of a mental journey, and it happened. Everything came together within 1 week, and I realized, man, this is what I want to do. I can actually help people start and clean. I had a really clear start and finish, which helped my mind. And then for me, I really enjoyed the stories, the cool people, the interacting, the interesting stuff. You can say what you want about hoarders. You can think what you want, but I guarantee you they're all fascinating. And it's really just worked for me to be the perfect fit for me personally as a job. And that's been 10 years ago.
Speaking of fascinating, what's the most unusual collection or item that you've come across during your experiences?
One of my favorite guys, a guy named Randy, he has 20,000 antique pinball machines. And it's one of the most massive, most beautiful collections I've ever seen. I've seen everything from, Beanie Baby collections, which are not my favorite, all the way to just beautiful, beautiful jewelry. We had a house we were helping with one of our teams at Service Master in Colorado. They actually found the presidential medal for the Code Talkers. It was back in the Navajo Nation, and the guy had lost it, and his family member had it. We found one of the original Code Talker medals. It was just amazing.
That is amazing.
Actual real history. It just blew my mind.
And I have to ask, what happened to all those pinball machines?
Oh, he's still got them. Randy's not letting go of them. He's trying to build a museum, And I work with him quite a bit throughout the world, and he's finally letting people into his world and letting other people enjoy it. So to me, that is progress.
That sounds wonderful. That's a museum I think I'd like to visit. And you'll actually...
He has to personally allow you in. He basically interviews every single person. It's really important to understand with hoarders. They are different. They are unique, but they absolutely are intelligent, and they're good, real people. They've just been struggling with some hard times. And that's what's going on. Most people see hoarding and they want to, they want to judge them. And that's not what you do. You have to understand that there's a reason. There's always a reason a hoarder acts that way. And it's our job to find out what that trigger, what that reason is.
And you'll be visiting us here in West Michigan in December to talk about your book, The Secret Lives of Hoarders. If you can tell us a little more about the book and why you decided to write it and when and where people can come and speak with you.
So the book is Secret Lives of Hoarders. I wrote it because I needed family members to understanding hoarding better. They were really struggling with understanding that it's not a choice. It's not, people aren't lazy. They're not crazy. This is a mental disorder. It's very similar to, therapists have always told me, it's like asking a man that has dyslexia to read more to his kids. Well, he would if he could, but he can't. And so the book is really a blue-collar look at hoarding. It follows 10 different families that I've helped, and it's written for families and for hoarders to understand what's going on with the mental disorder, and then more understandably, how to communicate properly and how to find hope in the situation. It can get better, and it should get better. It's not something you want to live with forever. And so it's a book full of hope, which I'm really excited about. I'll be there at the Barnes & Noble in Portage on Wednesday, December the 3rd. I'll be with my team from Service Mastery Store. I'm really excited. In fact, we're here training right now. There's estimated between 10 and 14 million hoarders around the U.S. that need help. And so I'm running around the country helping as many people as I can and training as many Service Master teams to provide the proper and compassionate focused cleaning that we can for these hoarders. So we'll be training as well while we're there.
Well, that's all fantastic. And I know I'm looking forward to meeting you in December. Thanks so much for speaking with us this evening.
Hey, I just realized I didn't tell you the time of my book signing.
What time is it?
So it's on Wednesday, December 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble in Portage.
And you'll be talking about the book and then people can ask you questions?
Exactly. We'll be talking, we can sign books, and you can ask questions and take pictures.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I just want to make sure anyone listening knows that if you're dealing with hoarding or you have a family member that is, it can get better. There is hope. You just have to lead with compassion. If you need help in Western Michigan, the website to go to ask for help is www.smkazoo.com, smkazoo.com.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Matt Paxton of the TV show Hoarders, talking to WMUK's Andrea Johnson. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.